Good morning. Lance Tarchione, technical agronomist with DeKalb and Asgrow, here with you on WGIL Radio, AM 1400, with this week's episode of Ag Talk. So, our challenging planting season continues. We actually finished planting beans on Wednesday of this week and just got started planting corn on Monday of this week. And I just tallied it up, and we've got a little less than half of our corn planted. So this week didn't turn out to be quite as productive on corn planting as I had hoped, but nice to at least have a good start. And planting conditions have been pretty good here this week, except for these little scattered showers that we started getting late in the week. I actually got rained out three different times over the course of 2 days planting on the same farm, which is rare. We've had three rains, and if you total them all together, it's about a quarter of an inch. And so we haven't had a lot of rain, just enough to stop you. The forecast is trending warmer and drier, which is what all crops and farmers are begging for. You know, it's ironic. I like irony myself, or I don't always like it, but I appreciate it and notice it. And back in March, when it was unusually warm and extremely dry, and we had been dry since last fall, and people were nervous about how dry we were going into the growing season. And I always like to tell people that, you know, a spring drought is a blessing. And if you have, in Illinois anyway, now that's not true in drier climates. You know, some places like, you know, Kansas, for example, it can be so dry you can't even plant. But here in Illinois and Indiana and Iowa generally, Missouri, Ohio, you know, kind of more here in the central Corn Belt, or eastern Corn Belt, let's say, we tend to battle excess moisture in the spring way more often than we battle a lack of moisture in the spring. And, you know, really since early April, Mother Nature's kind of been playing a cruel joke on us. We've had three different frost events. In our part of the state, April of 2026 ranks as the fourth wettest April on record, and that goes back 134 years. So in 134 years, we've had three Aprils that were wetter than this one. And I would say, I haven't looked this up, I haven't seen this statistic anywhere, I'm just going off my gut here. I would say the last month has probably been one of the colder, now, not necessarily all of April. So if you go from, like, early April was really warm. We had some 80-degree days in the early part of April. But if you went back 30 days from right now, that 30-day period has to be one of the coldest on record from, like, the 7th of April to the 7th of May, let's say, something like that, which, you know, isn't a month, but it's if you go 4 weeks there, that 4 weeks has been unusually cold. And really, northern and northwestern Illinois are really the only parts of the state that are behind in planting. The rest of the state is actually well ahead of average. And so, on average, Illinois is not behind normal. The last planting progress report that every Monday this time of year we get a planting progress report, and the one that comes out next Monday is going to show a lot of progress from the one that came out last Monday. And the one that came out May 3rd, last Monday, that showed 38% planted on corn versus 30 last year. And 36 being the average. So we were slightly ahead of average with the last planning progress report. Indiana was well ahead of average, 42% versus an average of 22%. Iowa was about right at average. Missouri was slightly behind average. And, you know, the only place that was significantly behind average would have been Michigan. Indiana was way ahead of average as well. So we're really not late this year, except in our little corner of Illinois. And far northern Illinois would be similar to Wisconsin and Michigan in that they've been super wet. So Wisconsin and Michigan have actually both had the wettest April on record on average for those two states. So it's it feels late because planting starts so early these days, and you know when somebody's planting somewhere in Illinois the 15th of March and you're approaching the 15th of May, which you know next week will be the 15th of May, that means that planting season's been going on for 2 months in Illinois, and that feels like a long time because we start so early. You know, this is not that late. You know, I know people wish they were done. I wish I was done too. People that planted, you know, really early who have crops that are up, you know, they're feeling pretty good about that right now. We don't know what planting date will be the best for this year's crop. I know everything that's in the ground now has had a really tough life. Whether you planted super early and it came up pretty fast and you got a really good stand that's been frosted three times, or you waited a while to plant and it struggled to get a stand because it was so cold, or you waited even longer to plant and it's not up yet so you don't know what kind of stand you're going to have, or you haven't planted yet. You know, everything has been stressful. There's been really nothing ideal about this spring. Been a challenge for everybody. It's been a challenge for all the crops. Something's going to happen later in the growing season that's probably going to be more yield limiting than the spring that we've had, but we have not gotten off to a good start. That's easy to say. We've planted stuff too wet. It's been a struggle to get crop in the ground. We've had freezes. We've had perfect conditions for some disease development. It's really been a challenge. And if you've been patient, if you've been waiting for reasonably warm soils, reasonably dry soils, and a reasonably positive forecast, that means you don't have a lot of corn planted, because those three things simultaneously have not really existed yet this year. And people who were willing to push it early, you know, they've got a lot more planting done because the early part of the planting season, and I'm talking like late March, early April, was the best stretch of weather we've had throughout the entire planting season. Since then, it's been wet, it's been cool. You've had to pick your days, you've had to pick your fields. It's been a struggle. So hopefully, you know, as if the forecast is correct, and here over the next week to 10 days, we're going to warm up and dry out. Hopefully everybody can get planting wrapped up here, hopefully in the next 10 days. I got rained out three times over 2 days trying to plant the same farm. And I'm not sure that's ever happened to me before. But the first rain out was Thursday early afternoon. Just quick shower, went through, looked like it was going to amount to something, but it was over in about 10 minutes, but it, you know, rained enough that it wasn't really fit. So, after that, the sun came out, the wind started blowing, and I thought, okay, well, if this keeps up for a few hours, I'll be able to go back. And these rains have been super spotty. So, you know, places have got a tenth, places have got two tenths. No, nobody's had a big amount of rain. Some places have got next to nothing, just a trace, sprinkles. So actually that Thursday, that first rain on Thursday, it didn't rain at my house, or at least not enough to really say it rained. So While I was rained out planting corn, I went home and mowed my yard, which was starting to look like a pasture, and it was getting pretty unkept, and so I was actually worked out well to get my yard mowed. And speaking of unkept, tomorrow morning I'm going to go to the barber because my yard is not the only thing that's unkept. So anyway, got the yard mowed while the field was drying out, and then by late afternoon I was able to start up again, and had plans to run late and get lots of acres done, and then I'll be darned if right after dark another cell came through, a little heavier than the one that happened in the afternoon, and knocked us out of the field for the rest of the night. And overnight things kind of, you know, didn't really dry a lot overnight, so it was still, you know, a little tacky, a little damp Friday morning. But we had some sunshine Friday morning, which forecast said it was supposed to be cloudy, but we had some sun. And so by middle of the morning, I was able to get rolling again, which I was thankful for. And then late morning, Friday morning, had about 2/10 came through, and I went 2 or 3 rounds longer than I should have trying to finish up the part of the farm that I was on. And looking at the planter sitting there in the field full of mud, I should have quit about 15 minutes before I did. But I was working on some short rows, wanted to get that part of the field done, didn't want to have to go back there again. So we just kept rolling, which sometimes we push it too much. But so Friday night this week is the first night this week I've been home before 10 p.m. And another thing I haven't had time to do, because we've been, you know, busy trying to farm, is haven't had time to go grocery shopping either. So there is basically, other than like some pretzels, nothing to eat in my house. So I think as soon as I get done here and get cleaned up, I think I'm gonna head to Jimmy's Pizza and enjoy a good Jimmy's Pizza for dinner tonight. Might get an extra large just for myself. Not that I'm gonna eat it all in one sitting. I'll eat it all in two sittings, and I'll bring home lunch for tomorrow in the field. But anyway, hopefully again the warmer, drier forecast holds, and maybe we can get done planting corn next week. Gonna have some soybeans to replant. I'd about bet on that. So we're not done planting, but it's good to be done planting the first time. So I guess that's my goal next week, is to get done planting for the first time, and then we'll worry about the replant later. But done or not, next weekend I'm gonna be in Ames, Iowa, because Audrey is getting ready to move to. She was able to rent a house in the country. Not too far from where she's going to be working now with her first full-time career type job. So super proud of her. Looking forward to spending the day with her. Actually, I'll spend more of the day driving than I do with her, but going to head out to Ames and help her load up her what there is in her apartment, and move it to her new place that she's renting, and get her settled in there. And kind of happy for her that she was able to find a place out in the country. I think she'll like that a lot better than living in Ames. Not that there's anything wrong with Ames, but she's a country girl, not a city girl, and being a little bit on her own, away from the hustle and bustle of town, I know she will enjoy that. So looking forward to spending some quality time with her next weekend. And I will feel better if I'm done planting before I take the weekend to go out to Ames. But I'm glad she asked me to help her. And I will park the corn planter to spend the weekend with my daughter if necessary. So anyway, hopefully you all get done. Those of you, some of you are already done. Some of you are like me, have a lot left to do, but I hope you have a productive week in the field, and everybody stay safe. I heard a sad story from a buddy of mine the other day, that his uncle lost a thumb and a finger in an auger on a seed tender, made a poor decision trying to clean out the auger, and didn't realize the auger was running, and so that was a could have been worse, obviously, but anytime you're taking somebody to the ER in planting season, that's a bad day. So everybody remember to stay safe, and nothing you do is important enough to injure yourself, especially if it turns out to be a life impacting or even worse, a life ending injury. So stay safe, please, and don't let the long, hard days and the stress and the frustration and the challenge and the lack of patience of the season cause you to make a mistake that you're going to regret. So take care. We'll be back with you next week.